The number one movie this week is The 40-Year-Old Virgin, about a grown man whose buddies help him cross the final sexual frontier. The comedy may sound like a classic guy movie, but our critic at large, John Power, says it got him thinking about actresses and the women of 6 feet under.
In the unexpectedly smart and funny new comedy, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Steve Carell stars as a middle-aged guy who's never slept with a woman. His love interest is played by Catherine Keener, and this is striking for a couple of reasons. For starters, she's age-appropriate. This is not one of those movies where some 40-year-old goofball winds up bedding a 22-year-old hottie. But it's even more striking because Keener is, well, Catherine Keener. Don't get me wrong. I mean this as a compliment. You see, I love Catherine Keener, and I'm not the only one. Over the last 15 years, this wonderful actress has built up an enormous reservoir of affection among people who go to the movies regularly. We appreciate the distinctive tang she brings to every performance, from the bitchy body traveler in Being John Malkovich to the haplessly artistic housewife in Lovely and Amazing. Keener shines in four very different movies this year alone: The Interpreter, The Ballad of Jack and Rose, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and the upcoming Capote. And it's easy to see why filmmakers keep hiring her. She's sharp, vivid, and emotionally real. All her characters have filigrees and edges. They're human. Now, you might hope such talents would have propelled Keener to Hollywood stardom. After all, she has incomparably more screen presence than Kate Hudson, say, or Jennifer Garner. But Hollywood doesn't know what to do with offbeat women who don't fit the usual mold. In fact, the very qualities that make her special can sometimes be a liability, as she told Terry on this show 3 years ago.
I was told, not pretty enough, a lot of times, especially for television, I got the note back was that I came across as too hard. I know it's hard to believe, considering the parts I get usually are pretty tough, but I think that they were too much for, television. I think they want, even if a character is described as a hardened person, they want her really soft, in my opinion.
Right.
Hard, but not like life hard.
Of course, Keener's not the only actress to face such attitudes. This is an era filled with superb performers like Hope Davis, Rachel Griffiths, and Tilda Swinton, who have the capacity to carry a movie, but rarely if ever get to. They're too edgy, too intelligent, or too life-hard. The industry fears that such aggressive female characters will scare off teenage boys, whose ideal women seem to have escaped from a video game or comic book, still clad in scanty costumes. The only scary women that Hollywood embraces these days carry ice picks or are busy killing Bill. Needless to say, it wasn't always so. While we like to flatter ourselves that we're incomparably more sophisticated than those benighted yokels who lived during the Dark Ages, back when movies were still shot in black and white, the 30s and 40s were actually bursting with great female stars like Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, Barbara Stanwyck, and Katharine Hepburn. Pitched to an audience of adults, their performances bristled with the kind of wit, ambition, ferocity, and intelligence that would be thought off-putting in our supposedly post-feminist days. If they were working now, they'd almost certainly be vying for the character roles played by Keener, Davis, and Griffiths, the mouthy girlfriend, the bitter sister, the heroine's ruthless career woman boss. Which helps explain why so many of my women friends mourn the passing of 6 Feet Under, the HBO series that ended last Sunday with tombstones sprouting like mushrooms. Although women are all over TV, usually playing cops, caricatured sexpots, or screwball chicks, there's never been a TV show that celebrated a broader range of unconventional women, be it Frances Conroy's melancholy mom, Lauren Ambrose's angst-ridden photographer Claire, Patricia Clarkson's pill-popping new-age loony, the sappy little ferret Maggie who sleeps with Nate, or Rachel Griffith's Brenda, perhaps the show's most resonant character, who battles to transform her life from a symphony of self-destructive self-loathing into something resembling stability. What all these women share is that in one way or another, they're intelligent, hyper-dramatic, and not always likable, what some people think of as difficult. And while I can't imagine Catherine Keener having lunch with the desperate housewives or being invited to cocktails with the Sex and the City gals, She'd have been right at home with the uncomfortable silences of the Fisher family on 6 Feet Under. Of course, now that this show is dead and buried, you have to wonder, where will all the passionate and brainy, all the difficult women go?
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and the author of Soar Winners, which has been published in an expanded paperback edition.